Well, coming up on Friday night, September 6th, at the Atlantic Community Center, the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic, the Atlantic BPW will be sponsoring another good performance, and this time it's going to be a blast from the past. We're going to rock and remember on Friday night, September 6th, with Joseph Hall performing as Elvis, and we've got him with us here on the phone this morning to talk a little bit about all that fun stuff. Joseph, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I know you've performed around the area before. You always get good feedback from the performances, don't you?
Oh, we pay the right people. we have a wonderful time doing what we do. I'm a big Elvis fan, and I love being able to have the opportunity to go out and share my tribute to the team with people.
You bet. Hey, talk a little bit about how you got started in the first place. Have you always had a love of Elvis and his music?
Well, my father, he's a big Elvis fan. So growing up, my sisters and I always heard Elvis in the minivan. So anywhere we go, he always pulled up the Elvis cassette tape. So I was exposed to Elvis at a very young age. But it wasn't until I was about 21 when my dad took me out to Las Vegas and I seen my first big Elvis show, and the gentleman that was doing Elvis that night, he blew my mind away. I thought, you know, if Elvis was anything like this, I have to look it up. And so at the time YouTube was coming out, so I went on YouTube and found all this rare Elvis footage, and I became an instant fanatic at that moment.
Let me ask you, because there are any number of folks who do Elvis impersonations in different types of ways, different points in his career, but How do you base yours? I mean, you want to get the whole image as best you can, but is yours more visual, more musical? How do you try to reach the audience as Elvis?
Well, what I do is, you know, first and foremost, you know, there's only one Elvis Presley, and, you know, there will never be another Elvis Presley. And like I said earlier, I'm a fan. So I am a fan sharing my tribute, my love of Elvis, with other Elvis fans. And so the way I look at it is our show is a celebration of Elvis music. So we'll be doing songs from the 50s, and we'll do songs from the 60s, and we'll do songs from the 70s. So my goal is to sort of capture the entire legacy that is Elvis Presley.
That's not easy to do at all, is it?
It is not easy to do, no. but I have a lot of fun doing it, and the fans have a lot of fun, and it's a great show. It, like I said, it's a celebration of Elvis Presley. And so if you love Elvis Presley music, this is the show you got to come to.
Yeah. So you get great feedback from these folks. Why is the impact so big? Elvis has been gone for over 40 years now, yet it still seems like he's just as popular as ever on the radio.
You know, in my opinion, Elvis to me is the original. He was sort of the blueprint. And sometimes you just got to get back to basics. And to me, that's what Elvis Presley was. You know, he was sort of the original rock star. He sort of set everything into motion. And I think that is why his legacy continues to live on, because he was the first of its kind. And I think that's what makes it so very, very special.
Well, and when you talk Elvis Presley, it's hard to just narrow things down, too, because there were several different phases. You've got that early phase where it was almost kind of like a rockabilly-type sound, and then you've got the other phases, too, where he went through a process, you know, you've got the Vegas phase where he got away from the Jordanaires, and it was, Sweet Sensation?
Sweet Inspiration.
Sweet Inspiration.
Jay-Z, there you go. The Sam Portet. Oh, yeah, man, he continued to grow throughout his 22-year career span. I mean, he continued to mature more and more, and it wasn't just musically, but his stage performance continued to grow as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and some of the greatest music that Elvis ever recorded is maybe some of the stuff that most folks don't normally hear on radio. A lot of it's the gospel stuff that he did.
You know, when Elvis sang gospel, I don't think there's another person that can sing gospel like the way Elvis did. You know, I mean, when he sang it, he just spoke right to your soul, and it just feel good music for sure.
And that was really what got him into it in the first place was his love of singing in church, and that carried with him his entire life.
Absolutely, I mean those were his roots. You know, gospel music was his roots. You know, Elvis could sing anything. He sang rock and roll, rockabilly, country, pop music, Christmas songs, but gospel was truly his roots. And from a lot of the research that I've done about Elvis Presley, you know, after all the shows that he would do, you know, him and the Sam's Quartet, J.D., from the NFL, you know, they'd go back upstairs into the dressing room area, and they would sing gospel songs until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that's where he felt comfortable.
It was his comfort zone. You got that right, yeah. So do you have some favorites? What do you like to perform?
I personally like to perform the 70s. You know, there's something about wearing that jumpsuit, you know, that just feels Elvis. It's sort of like a Superman outfit, you know. You go from Clark Kent to Superman, and when I put that jumpsuit on, you know, it just feels good to walk out there and sing T.T. Rider and I Got a Woman and Hulk Salad Annie. And you know, I really enjoy the later Elvis.
Well, you know, what's one of the really amazing things about Elvis, too, if you know much about his history, is that so many of the artists today, a lot of them have a hand in songwriting and things. Elvis was not a songwriter, and he was usually performing other people's songs, but he made them his own.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah, there's very few songs that Elvis is actually credited for writing-wise, but, you know, it's very difficult to write songs, and, you know, I think Elvis Presley had that voice that could carry through any genre of music, and I think that's why writers came to him, you know, from left and right, and just because they knew once Elvis sang a song, it was gold.
Absolutely. Now, you do a lot of traveling with this?
I do. This is what I do full time. I travel. We do about 100 shows a year, so I'm usually on the road Thursday through Sunday. Then I'm at home with my wife and kids, you know, during the week. So stay very, very busy at the Hall House.
I'm sure it very much is. Yeah, you bet. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and you really get an opportunity. One of the great things about going to these types of shows, too, is that you're usually performing in a venue where you get up close and personal with folks. You get to build that relationship with the crowd.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that is one of the most single important aspects of this business, is building relationships and being able to be available for the crowd and meet and greet. And, you know, we do a lot of that. You know, in the show, I like to toss out teddy bears out to the kids, to hand out scarves to the ladies, you know, and I'm available for a meet and greet afterwards. And I love to talk Elvis with the band. I mean, it's, like I said, this is a celebration of Elvis Presley. And I love what I do. I'm a huge Elvis fan, and I just want to share it with people that landed.
Yeah. Is that the takeaway then for you? You just want folks to go away happy and feeling that they had a good experience that night?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing that is so neat about our shows is that, you know, our age group ranges from anywhere from kids who are, you know, 5 to, you know, to teens to middle-aged adults to seniors. I mean, it's all over the spectrum, and it's a great thing. When you get these young kids that come to the show, you know, they're intrigued. You know, this is something that they're going to, you know, that they'll always remember. And then hopefully what it does is just get them interested in Elvis, they started listening to Elvis, and I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's really cool.
Yeah. Do you take requests during your shows?
I do. I have a good library of music, and if I know the song, I'll play for it. If I don't know the song, then I won't.
We can hum the tune, yeah. I was going to say, Elvis did record an incredible amount of stuff.
Hum the tune, yeah.
Yeah, Elvis recorded an incredible amount.
I had read somewhere he recorded somewhere around 700 songs throughout his career. That's a lot of music.
Oh, it sure is. It's a lot of lyrics to remember, too, when you get right out there. But folks are going to want to hear their favorites anyway, so we'll have a good time with that. Very good. Now, that's coming up again Friday, September 6th, 7:30 p.m. is the start time. Now, if you need any more information or you want to know about tickets are $20 each. And here's the telephone number. You can call 800-346-2427. That's 800-346-2427. You can also go online, if you'd like, to josephhallelvis.com to find out some more information there as well. This is an opportunity sponsored by the local BPW. They'll be serving food and refreshments that evening as well. It's all to help their scholarship program to help local students here in the Nishna Valley area. So, great opportunity to get out and have a good night. A lot of great entertainment with family and friends. That's the nice thing about these shows, Joseph. These are probably more family events, aren't they?
It is very much a family show, absolutely.
Great. We hope a lot of folks come out and enjoy. Again, that's coming up on Friday, September 6th, 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets and have some fun and enjoy a flashback. Elvis, Rock and Remember. We'll have that tribute show coming up that night. Joseph Hall, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Enjoy the show. Have a good time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.